first day of Rosh Chodesh, Adar Aleph, the Tanya is in Perek Chof Hei, chapter 25, and it's on page 340. The Alter Rebbe is explaining how in doing a positive mitzvah, the Ava Misoteres, the hidden love that every Jew has, that makes him ready to have Mesiras Nefesh, rather than bow to an idol, will also motivate him and make it very close to his mouth and heart to do the mitzvah, even though the Yetzer Hara tries to discourage it with heaviness and with laziness. And that's when a person merely takes to mind, takes to heart, that the suffering of death is much worse than the suffering of denial, or of effort, or of giving away money to tzedakah. And if he is, or since he is, a Jew whose neshama does not permit him to separate himself from God and wants to remain connected to God even at the cost of his life, which is a great pain, then he should certainly be willing by his very nature, his nature is willing to do the mitzvah, which is a much less, a lesser mesiras nefesh, a lesser sacrifice. What's even more compelling, is that in not bowing to the idol, you merely prevent a loss, but no gain. And when you do a mitzvah, you are gaining a bond and a connection, a dveikus, to God that every mitzvah produces. A dveikus that wasn't there before, in addition to the natural dveikus that every soul has. And thirdly, this connection is permanent, it is forever, it's above time, whereas the damage that would be caused by bowing to an idol is necessarily temporary, because sof kol sof, a Jew does tshuva. Ubaze yuvan lo motziv ha-meish rabbeinu olav ha-sholim b'mishna teiro, v'dei she-nichnesu la-oretz, likreis kriyashma pamayim b'chol yeim. Now we'll understand why Meish Rabbeinu in Mishnah Torah, in Dvarim, commanded or instructed the generation of Jews who were about to enter Eretz Yisrael, he told them to read the Shema twice a day. And what is the meaning of the Shema? L'kabel olav malcho shamayim b'mesiras nefesh. To take upon themselves the kingdom of heaven with a readiness and a willingness of mesiras nefesh. Why does it need an explanation? Because Halo Hiftiach Lohem, Moshe himself promised them that Pach Bechem Umeirachem Yitin Hashem, etc., that God will place the fear of you and the dread of you upon all the inhabitants of the land. So why did they have to be ready for Mesiras Nefesh, or what kind of Mesiras Nefesh did they have to be ready for when they knew and were certain that they wouldn't perish, they wouldn't be killed, that the non-Jews, the inhabitants of the land, will not have any power over them, will not be able to threaten them. So the Mesiras Nefesh here can't mean a literal Mesiras Nefesh where a non-Jew threatens to kill you if you don't bow to an idol. Rather, the Mesiras Nefesh was Elo Mishum Shiki Mateiro Mitzvah Tolibazeh, because the performance and the observance of all the commandments depends on one's readiness for Mesiras Nefesh. Not in the literal sense, but Sheyizke Tomid Inyan Mesiras Nafshe Hashem Al Yehuda. He should remember always the nature of his neshama, of his nefesh, and that is that it cannot separate itself from God even at the pain of death. And this awareness should be permanently implanted in the heart constantly, day and night, and should never leave his memory. In other words, what we are essentially, what a Jew is in essence, should always be a conscious experience, a conscious awareness in the mind and heart of every Jew. Because in remembering that, in bearing in mind the true nature of a Jew, including himself, that will enable him to stand up against the Yetzer and to overcome the Yetzer at all times, as mentioned before. So he doesn't have to create a love for God. By understanding God's greatness, he doesn't have to produce Yira Shamayim, a fear of God. By contemplating God's greatness, he need only prevent the insanity. By not allowing himself to forget who he is, to forget the love that he has, and by not allowing himself to deceive himself and think that the sin has no effect on his relationship with God, with that alone, he brings to the surface his Mesiras Nefesh. And the Mesiras Nefesh is not limited to not bowing to an idol. It's not limited to the sin of Avodah Zarah in its most literal form, because every sin is in essence Avodah Zarah, and every mitzvah is in essence oneness with God. And in this way, Kare Ve'lecha Hadavar Ma'ed, it is very close to every Jew, the Sicho B'Vavcha, both in behavior and even in emotion, with love and fear, to do all the mitzvahs out of the hidden love, the Ava Misoteres, that needs only to be cultivated, to be nurtured. It doesn't have to be produced or created, and that is done simply by remembering what a Jew really is. In the Hayem Yem, for Lamed Shvat, the 30th of Shvat, which is also the first day of Chedesh Adar, Adar Aleph, the Rebbe writes, Kama v'kama chsidim choshvu yem b'yam l'lubavitch l'yem heledet shalahem. Many of the older chasidim considered the day that they arrived in Lubavitch their true birthday. Meiri harashbats, my malamed, my teacher, the Rashbats, Epshmul b'tzalo, bo b'pam harishena l'lubavitch, he came for the first time to Lubavitch early yem shishi, on a Thursday night, Parsha Mishpatim, in the year Tav Reish Ches, which is 1848. And every year on that night, he would be awake all night, and he would plan it out in such a way that he would put on tefillin. He obviously went into the Tzemach Tzedek on Friday morning in the year 1848, when he arrived for the first time in Lubavitch. So every year he would plan it so that he would be putting on tefillin at the same hour, the same time, on Friday morning, or the morning after the night that he arrived in Lubavitch. Each year on that anniversary, he put on tefillin at the time that he went into his first yechidus.